The Gemara Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the top of the Amud, Omar Rava, Hilchasa. So let's review briefly the last Gemara we had. The Gemara said in Daf Chavtes Amud Beis, Rav started off and said, Chometz Bizmanoi, Bein Bimino, Bein Shalom Bimino is Osir. That means Chometz Bizmanoi on Pesach. So we say it's Osir, Bein Bimino, Bein Shalom Bimino. And we're talking about that Shaloi B'mino means if it's not the same min, it's Osir. Usually Shaloi B'mino, we say it's bottle when it's not nois and tam. But Chometz Bizmanoi, on Pesach itself, it's a chiddush that Rav Shita is, that's Rav and Shmuel Shita, or are, Kolisun Shebetere B'minoi B'mashu. That means min B'minoi, is b'mashu. B'mashu means it's never bottle. Afilu be'elef. B'mashu means the tiniest drop is also. So, since Rav holds that kolisun shebetera b'mino is b'mashu, and shaloi b'mino is b'nois in tam, so he was goyza on bizmanoi, shaloi b'mino otaminoi. Because b'mino it's tak also b'mashu. And he was goyza on Pesach, shaloi b'mino otaminoi. And that's why chometz bizmanoi is b'mino, shaloi b'mino is also b'mashu. It's not going to be bottle. I just said shaloi b'mino means not the same min. You have chometz together with vegetables, not the same min. Now, at the same time, shaloi bizmanoi, Rav said, shaloi bizmanoi, Rav said, b'mino is also shaloi b'mino is muta. Shaloi bizmanoi, after Pesach, b'mino is taka osa. Why? Because Rav holds like a Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said shaloi bizmanoi, it's also osa. Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah is shaloi b'mino is b'mashu. Then after Pesach, it's a lav. So because chometz shalom on Pesach. So shaloi b'mino is vayta osa. However, I'm sorry, shaloi bizmanoi b'mino is vayta osa. Because kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah b'mino is b'mashu. However, shaloi b'mino, then it's muta. Because he didn't make a gzera, shaloi b'mino, otor mino by shaloi bizmanoi. That was Rav Shita. He holds like a Yehuda. Shaloi bizmano is taka also. So it's called Sirin Shabbatera or also b'mashu, meaning b'minoi. But shaloi b'minoi, over there he did not make a gzera.
The right of the rabbanon is all
these things. Gzera is rabbanon. Bizmanoi, which one? Kol Sirin Shabbatera is b'mashu. That's midiraisa. I'm midirabbanon. Rabbanon didn't say they agree to this. It's Kol Sirin Shabbatera is b'mashu. It's midiraisa. Yeah. No, 1 second. The Raisa, it's Batal B'Rov. Sorry. The Raisa is Batal B'Rov. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, you go, Rabim La'atoiz. There's a pasuk of Rov. Batal B'Rov. But there's a Rabbonah that say, that Shaloi Bizmanoi, that Bizmanoi, it's called, there's a Rabbonah that say, called Surah Shabbatari is B'mashu. Now that's only by what? B'minoi. B'minoi. Shaloi b'minoi, by Pesach, you go to shaloi b'minoi to minoi. But shaloi b'zmanoi, it's only b'minoi, but not shaloi b'minoi. That was Rav Shita. But that's only if you hold like a Yehuda. Now, Shmuel says, b'zmanoi, Shmuel, the second Shita was, b'zmanoi, b'minoi is taka osa, because Rav and Shmuel both hold, kol isur shabatera, b'minoi is b'mashu, but shaloi b'minoi is muta. He wasn't goyzer on Pesach shaloi b'mino otaminoi. And shaloi b'zmanoi, ben b'mino, ben shaloi b'mino is muta, because he holds like a Shimon. Then achaz manoi is muta, so it's b'chalal nitzun shabbatayra. Yes, Reb Shimon canceled. We know Reb Shimon said it's a knas, but Reb Shimon held be'etzim it's muta. So, and that's what Gemara says. B'zmanoi, it's also why? Because Rav and Shmuel hold kol nitzun shabbatayra b'mino is also b'mashu. Shaloi b'mino is b'nois in tam. Is because shaloi b'mino otu minon loy gozar. Shaloi b'mino is b'nois in tam, meaning you don't say b'mashu, is because shaloi b'minon otu minon, he wasn't gozar. That's all on Pesach. About it, b'nois in tam. Shaloi b'zmanoi, so b'mino ben shaloi b'mino is mutorin, like we said, like Shimon. That was the second shita. The third shita is, the Rabbi Yechanan says, chometz b'zmanoi, b'mino ben shaloi b'mino is also b'nois in tam. B'zmanoi, that means he doesn't say at all like Rav and Shmuel. He holds like a B'yechon and Shlokish that he don't say kol isurin shabbatayra b'mino b'mashu. He says no, it's b'nois and tam, even b'zmanoi, even b'minoi. He doesn't say b'minoi is b'mashu. It's only b'nois and tam, like all the rabbonons. B'nois and tam means shishim. Nois and Tamin Shishim. Midoraisa Roiv. Rabbonon Shishim. Comes on Gavin Shmuel. Mim beminoi is bemashu. That means I feel a bit elevated bottle. So Rabbi Yechina says, no, chometz bizmanoi doesn't make a difference even beminoi. It's only benois and tam. That means only shishim. Shaloi bizmanoi. So then it's ganze mutter. Ben beminoi, ben shaloi beminoi is mutter. And like we said, Rabbi Yechina shlokish hold, kol yitzun shabitera, ben beminoi, ben shaloi beminoi is benois and tam. Shaloi bizmanon is ben beminoi, ben shaloi beminoi. He holds like a shimon. So those are the three shitas. Rav and Shmuel hold bizmanoi, beminoi is bemashu. And the question is, are you going to Shaloi Bimino or Taminoi? Bismanoi? Shaloi Bismanoi, they both hold that it's Taka Mutta. Why? Because Shaloi Bismanoi, you do not make the Gzeira of Shaloi Bismanoi or to Shaloi Mino or Taminoi. But Einacham Bimminoi, Shaloi Bismanoi, would Taka be also Bimashu.
According to Rav.
According to Rav Yehuda. Rav holds like a Yehuda. Shaloi Bismanoi, it's Taka also Bimashu Bimminoi, because it's called Isun Shabbatayra. And he holds it in Issalachas man. If you hold like a Buda, if Rav holds like a Buda, so Rav and Shmuel will take say that. Masha Einkein, I'm sorry, Rav says that. Shmuel doesn't say that. Shmuel doesn't hold like a Buda. Shmuel holds like a Shimon. And if Yechon holds like a Shimon, and he holds even Bizmanoi, it's going to be Mutter Benois and Tam. You have to very clear these three shitas. Rav, Shmuel, Rav Yechon. Rav holds that means bismanoi, it's never going to be bottle biminoi. Shaloi biminoi, he was goyze bismanoi otu minoi. Shmuel says you do not make a gzera of shaloi minoi otu minoi. He agrees minoi is bemashu. Shaloi bismanoi ravels like a Yehuda, so biminoi is going to be kolis yirush habiter bemashu. But shaloi biminoi, he says that he holds like a Yehuda, so with shaloi biminoi they make a gzera. I mean. Mashenkin Shmuel holds that he holds like Shimon. So Shloim Bismanoi is Bichlal Mutter. So the same Sabin Shloim Bimino is Mutter. Rabbi Yechonet says, even Bismanoi, you don't say Mim Bimino is Bamashu. It doesn't look like Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yechonet, even Bismanoi, Mim Bimino is only Benois and Tam. Min Shishim. Once more in Shishim, it's going to be Mutter. What's the halacha? That's what we got up to. Gemara Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. Omar Rove Hilchse Chometz Bismanoi. Bein bemino, bein shaloi bemino is also bemashu. Chometz bezmanoi. Bein bemino, bein shaloi bemino is also bemashu. Who's that like? Like Rav. That says clearly that chometz is, meaning kol isur in Shabbat Torah, is bemashu. And we don't differentiate between chometz and other isurin. The only difference is that shaloi beminon usually do not make a gzera otuminon. Masha'enkein over here by chometz, you do make a gzera. Shaloi b'mino is also going to be also. Chometz b'zmanoi b'en b'mino, shaloi b'mino is also mashu. Usually shaloi b'mino, we say the din is b'shishim. But over here we say make exeris shaloi b'mino to mino. That's the top Rashi. Shmai b'mino, the posuk govek yuchas, the chol yishu shabtecha b'mino b'mashu. V'loi shonon b'en chometz shaloi yisurin, ela b'hom milsa. The difference is, by other yisurin, we don't make exeris, but by chometz you do. The gozah shaloi b'minom al to minon, shamini mino, the chelev shenof l'kdeira, oise b'mashu. When a chelev falls into kedera, it's also b'mashu. Because mim b'mino is b'mashu. V'chein halocha, v'hori kamel kol nishu b'tera b'shishim, b'shloi b'minom hu. Kol ha-tor kula, it's b'shishim. That's the gabe shaloi b'mino. But b'mino, we paskin b'mashu. But on chometz, we paskin even shaloi b'mino b'mashu. That's the reason why in Pesach, people do not buy any new items. Because if you buy something, it's a bottle. Let's say there's a minuscule crumb and something in it. You kind of come to Pesach. It's a bottle. Mash b'mino shalom b'mino. It doesn't make a difference. Any item you want to buy from a store, there are people that are machmi on Pesach, we don't buy. Why? Because there's no bittel. Before Pesach, there's bittel. On Pesach, there isn't.
They don't buy what?
Any food item.
Even kosher to Pesach item?
Yeah. Because if there's a mashu of chometz in there, it's a bottle. If you already own it, it's a kind of chometz to Pesach. No, because before Pesach, you bought it, so it's a bottle. Anything you buy before Pesach is a bottle. But on Pesach, there's no bittel. Bismanoi. Bismanoi, b'minoi, shaloi b'minoi, b'mashu. If you have it in your house, you didn't buy it. But koine chometz b'pesach is what the Isser is. There's only two ways you're on chometz. According to the Rambam, you like it. By koine chometz or oise chometz. Either you bake chometz or you buy chometz. So you don't want to buy any food item because maybe it's a b'mashu. Even the hashgachas sometimes don't give hashgacha on milks, on milking cows. They don't milk for 8 days. They don't give hashgacha. Because on Pesach, it's not part of a mashu. Now, this is according to a chumra, really, because Rashi, that's a Rashi paskins. But Lemaisa, Tosis clearly argues. Tosis says that this din, first of all, Tosis Rashi says it's a gabi everywhere. Kol Yisrael Shepetari paskin min b'mina b'mashu. Tosis says no. It's only by chometz v'pesach because the chumer the chometz. Dafka chometz v'pesach we paskin like Rav, but not like other yisurin. Now the Ari Shreinim that explained the Rambam says that the reason why by chometz we machmir because zovah sheyesh matirin because after Pesach it's mutter. So Mamela, that's why it's not bottle afilu be'elef. That's why we paskin by chometz taka b'mashu. But other yisurin we taka go b'nois and tam. That means b'shishim. Now there's another whole needin in the Rishonim. Is this din dafka by lach b'lach, or even by yovish b'yovish? This din that we're saying that it's afilu be'elef loy bottle. That means b'mashal. Zok di gemara. Omar Rav hilchsel chometz b'zmanu b'minu meish lo b'minu also b'mashal. Kerav shaloy b'zmanoi when it's not b'zmanoi. Bein b'minu bein shaloy b'minu muta. Who's that like? That's like a pshimin. So it's not kolisun shabitayra. Because after Zman, there's no Issa according to Pshimin. There was a Knas, but there's no Issa. Midiraisa. Fragt die Gemara, Umi Omar Rove Hochi? Did Rove indeed say so? Vo Omar Rove, Reb Shimon Knosse Konis. Rove said before, we had a machlek, is Rove and Rav Acha. Rove said that Reb Shimon, Loilin, the Mishnah could be like Reb Shimon. The Mishnah says that Chometz Sheisol, Acha Pesach is Osa. I come to Reb Shimon, it's Mutter. Teretz is the Knas. Because you were even by Yerod during Pesach. So zok the mova, Omar Rove, Reb Shimon Knos Konis, Hoy Bavale by Yerod by Yimotza. So why do you say that La'achas Manoi, Bein B'mina Meish Lomina is Mutter, L'chor it's Osa? After all, there's a Knas. La'achas Manoi should also be an Issa. Zok the mova, when do we make this Knas, Hanimila Be'ena, when it's Chometz Be'en? Aval Alide Taroivis Loi, this Taroivis. We're talking about Taroivis mixed up. It's only a question of Blias, so then we don't say that it's going to be Osa. When I was by Rav Nachman's house, after 7 days of Pesach elapsed, 7 is lav dafka, we show him say, really, it's 8 days, because it's 8 days of Pesach. When talking about the chutzlaritz, Omar Lon, he told us, puku zvinu chamira de bnei chela, go buy bread, or bread, maybe the dough of the bread, because the bread is pasakum. Maybe buy the dough of the bread from the goyim. Why? Why did he tell him to buy this? Because since he holds that la'acha Pesach chometz shel akum is muta, he doesn't say chometz shel Pesach shel akum is also, meaning he holds like a pshimen. So mainly that's what Yitaka said. Rav Lishtosai, he go allowed to buy the bread from the goyim, from the yidden. Yitaka made a knas from the goyim. He allowed to buy. So that's Taka Rav Lishtosai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, so Rashi says according to Rabbi Yehuda, the maskana was we attempted to say the mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda because we said that Rabbi Yehuda says that we learned Sardariya from Sardachila Sardariya, ain't allowed to eat even Shal Goyim on Pesach. But the Gemara says, Hodabay. We had that on Shabbos. Rabbi Acha was Choyza from this. According to Rabbi Yehuda would be also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Chomet Shal Goyim would be also.
After Pesach.
Right. Yeah. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda would be also. So Rashi. Even Rav Acha that said it was mutter to eat, he was hodabe, and chometz and nochi is also. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav, kdei rois bePesach yishberu. If you have pots or kdeiros, pans or utensils made out of klicheres, on Pesach you have to break them. If you have chometz balua in them, you got to crack them and break them. You can't even hide them and store them. Why? Because since chometz la'achas manoi is osa banov, you hold like a Yehuda. Rav just finished paskening that bein b'mino bein shaloi b'mino is b'mashu on Pesach and shaloi b'zmanoi. He said that if you hold like a Pshimon, then it's mutter. But if you hold like a Yehuda, then it's osa. That's Rav Shita. Omar Rav k'deres b'Pesach yishbru v'amai. After Pesach, we said, Shaloi b'minom, it's mutter. when is it also after Pesach? According to Rabbi Yehuda, beminon, because kol yisurin shebeter beminon b'mashu. But you can take these pots and use them shaloi beminon. So then it'll be mutar.
Use it for the shaloi beminon, meaning what?
Meaning, let's say you have a min of chametz in here, so you make a vegetable soup in there. So it's not going to be, it's going to be min b'shaloi beminoi. Shaloi beminoi, we said it's been nice and tam. What's the whole problem with kederis that a beluah chametz on Pesach, I understand, is a problem. B'mashu. But shaloi bismanoi, b'minom is taka osa. But shaloi b'minom, it should be muta. B'minom it's osa because hold like a Yehuda, that is a lavim after Pesach. Right. Yehuda says the three lavim, even after Pesach. So you use shaloi b'minom. Zogmo gzeiru dilma osa l'mavid bu b'minoi. You might come to use b'minoi. Now Rav, Rashi points out, let's see the Rashi inside quickly. Omer Rav, kederis b'Pesach yishovu, Rav l'tamei da'omach, chometz aflach zmanoi osa b'ano. Kireb Yehuda. So Meir it's like all Yisroel Shem B'Teru, that's osa b'mashu. Another chiddush is we're saying over here that even though it's nois in tam lefgam, any flavor in a utensil after 24 hours is pgam. It's like it's soapy. It's putrid. Still, the old nois in tam lefgam is also. The leisachs kavos, we don't paskin like this. Mitrei timer. Number one, we paskin already before, like Rava that says that tarov is lachas man is mutav like a pshemen. We just said the top of the omen paskin like a pshemen, and this is less than tarovis. V'oid we hold nois in tam lefgam is mutav. So over here, it's hufak ta'aymoy. It's ready after 24 hours. So that is Rav Shita. Rav says, kederis after Pesach, crack them and break them. There's no etzah for them. Why? You use the shaloi b'minoi? Gzeri might come to use b'minoi. B'minoi is also like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel omar lo yishbuk. You don't have to break them. However, what do you do with them? Avamashu lachas manoi. You can keep it for after zmanoi. You don't have to worry about the time that's beluah in there. Shmuel says you can keep them. Zok di Gemara. V'aved bu bein b'minon bein shaloi b'minon. Now Shmuel says you can even use a b'minoi because Shmuel holds like a pshimen. If you hold like a pshimen, lachas man, there's no problem at all. V'ozah Shmuel etamei. The Omer Shmuel lahani de mazmini kandi. People they used to sell utensils after Pesach. Medav koyfenaya. So what did they do? They used to raise the prices. Everyone used to come to buy nice utensils. They used to make high prices, robbery. Yeah, so he said, he told the people that were selling candy, the utensils, the Shmuel, Omer Lahanu, the Mazmin candy, Ashva Zvina Akandicha. Lower your prices of your utensils. You know why? V loy, and if you're not going to lower it, Dashino Luchuki Reb Shimon. I'm going to paskin and tell everyone, Aluch Zak Reb Shimon. And according to Reb Shimon, Lacha Pesach, it's Mutter. Because we hold this not like a Buddha. So Mela, and the whole Reb Shimon was only a Knas. Remember, Reb Shimon said there's a Knas? The Knas is only Shaykh by Be'en, not by Shaloi Be'en. The whole Knas of Reb Shimon, Lachas Manoi, is only by Chomes Be'en, not by Shaloi Be'en. So Mela, I'm going to paskin like Reb Shimon and tell people that Aluch Zak Reb Shimon, you're out of business. No one's going to buy by you. So let him tell everyone that looks like a Shimon. Why are they buying new utensils? They can use the old utensils. Even if it's chometz belu in there, la'achaz manoi, according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. We don't say kol yisurin shebeter, la'achaz manoi. La'achaz manoi is not an issa. So mele, it's benois in time, it's bottle. Zok ma'ov, v'lidrish luhu, do shmuel, k'reb Shimon, tzvirelei, and for the Gemara, asre de Rav hava. It was a city of Rav. He didn't want to mix in and say that looks like Shmuel, the place of Rav. But he did tell the people that were selling barrels, if you don't lower your prices, even in Asir the Rav, I'm going to tell the people that looks like what I hold, like a Pshimon, so you don't have to buy new utensils at all. So that's how he made sure there was no price gouging and hiring in the prices. He made sure they lowered the prices because he would pass like a Pshimon and tell them. Now, Rav Shita was that you break it because it's tam. Rav says kederes yishovru because he holds. Rashi says noisin tam lefgam is also. That's what Rav would hold. We don't pass it like that, but that's what Rav would hold. So the Rishonim explain what's the pshat in this shita that noisin tam lefgam is also. The reason is because dafka by chometz, which is not totally in tam, since chometz bezman is also afilu b'mashu. That means it's not totally in time. B'mashu means one in a thousand. So if it's not totally in time, so nois in time of gam can't be matir. The reason why nois in time of gam is also is because chometz on Pesach is not mitli totally in time. V'raya, it's also afilu b'mashu, meaning be elephant's a bottle. So something that's atoli in tam, so mele is not going to be the heter of nois in tam lefgam. That's what Iran, other Rishonim explain the shita of Rav. Now the reason why this is not called mevatel lechatchila, according to Shmuel, that says that you wait. Shmuel says you wait until after Pesach. Zok Tois, the reason why it's not called mevatel lechatchila, because it's a monetary loss. The kli cheres have no etzer, so that's not called mevatel lechatchila. Mevatel lechatchila means when it's not at the expense of something. When it's at the expense of the kli cheres, that's not called mevatel lechatchila. All right, we'll stop over here. So that's clear. The Rava. Rava Paskin's halach is bein b'mina bein shlamina is b'mashu, because he holds kol isurin shebetera. And Shaloi Bizmanoi, he holds its mutter because it's like a pshimim. And then we had the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the gabi kederos. What do you do with those kederos? Do you break them because you hold like Rav and you hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Or do you say lo yishavru because Bizmanoi, that you hold like a pshimim, lachas manoi, so maybe you can keep it for achas manoi.